types of conferences and all sorts of different types of things over there. And they publish journals, and it's just an organization, an academic organization. It's a little bit different. SAGE is like for educators. This particular congress is really for academic people. It's for people who teach at universities, and it's more or less presenting scholarship, presenting new ideas. It's not like, you know, teaching a material. And what basically happens is that they get over 800 different people that come in from around the world and present papers, and they do it once every 4 years, and they call it the World Congress of Jewish Studies, and it's held at Hebrew University. And they spend, and they have many papers simultaneously, like they'll have, you know, things on Bible, on Tanakh, on, you know, Gomorrah, all sorts of different things, and history, aspects of culture, and so on. And so there's one session that's for all day that's devoted to music. And they, you know, will present all sorts of things of, you know, Jewish music from all around the world. So, of course, with 1492, you know, 1992, 1492, you know, the year of the Sephardim, they always like to get Sephardic things, so they were very interested in this, per se. And it's really largely just going to be other music scholars who will be there, people who study Jewish music, you know, and students and things.
I attended the conference there and the concert at the in Tel Aviv, representing this community. I think it was in August of last year.
So I remember last summer you were telling me about that someone
had
was
I gone already.
No, you didn't go. You were. I think you
I
were thinking of
go.
Not going.
I wasn't going to go. Actually, it was really the last 2 hours before the plane left that I was talking to into taking off to join.
Who talked you into it?
My children, actually, and the rabbi, and some of the hazanim. I took over there. They also Yehazkel Sion attended, and Yehiel Nahari, and Yehiel Nahari Moore wanted me to be there very much, because I spent a lot of time with him, with Yahya Nahari. He's a fine singer.
Mm-hmm.
See, he has to be trained as a Hassan. He's a fine singer. But they're eccentric. And then before, I actually engaged him as a Hazan in the community, and I think I've told you about him before. He was a young boy when I first introduced to me, and he came here to visit. And then he went back to Israel, and he was a Hazan.
He was born in Israel?
Yeah. He was a Hazan in England and a Sephardi congregation, but a very mixed congregation, not one that's, you know, comprehensively like ours.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not much to the music flavor from him. He's a very fine talent. He has a very fine talent. Very fine talent.
Did I tell you I heard him, you know, sing at the, with the Egyptian, you know, Ahavav Yahweh, Seder Tawachid?
Yeah.
Or Layat Tawachid?
Yeah. Who else was there at the time?
Yeheskel was also there. And Simon Shahin was there with his band, and his people. They're fine musicians. Fine musicians. And
see, just go show them. My granddaughter was married about 2 weeks ago, I think.
Lots of time.
Two or 3 weeks ago. And of course, I had Yael join me in the Sheva Berachot. And my brother David. But he delivered the last two or three Berachot beautifully. Really excellent. And we had Shaheen as violinist, but for the wedding, he really laid an egg. He didn't know what to do.
Hmm.
It was very he really flopped completely. But that's not his field.
Yeah.
It's just not his field.
Does he just not know the melodies, or?
It's not his field. I mean, you have to be prepared, and you have to plan music for a wedding, for the marching, for the bride to come in, and so on. And it's not his cup of tea. It's just, I mean, he's a fine musician, but that's why I say, when I say Yael is a fine singer, but as a Hazan, I have to keep on top of him all the time, all the time. And it takes time, and I told him, you could be the finest, number one Hazan in our type, Sephardi, in the world. And he can. Mm-hmm. But if he dedicates himself and he continues to listen to direction, because a singer is different than a Hazan. Okay. Hazan is different than a singer. And the singer, you go ahead and you perform, and it's true, you perform as a Hazan, and ours, we perform as a Hazan, yes. I mean, you do a certain amount of performance, but it has to be a dedicated performance with Kedushah, Hashem Shamayim, and you have to know where to control the extremities of performance with regards. I mean, because, I mean, maybe you're Shaliach Sabur, you're representing the Kahal, you're praying for them, so to speak. And so.
Yeah, that's certainly very
and, look, he's a young man. He was a young man when they started. They've had no voice training. This is just they're born. It's the inborn of them. The training that they had is what they were able to develop with other singers and with other people, right, or other people who have experience and so on and so forth. And when they're good, when they're that good, you know, they take a certain amount of direction, and after a while they shut their ears. You know, they hear you, but they're not listening.
Right.
So,
I don't know if that's a part of being young or just...
Yeah. And then it's, no, and then it's a part of, you know, self-importance and so on. I mean, I love the way he performs. When he forgets and he sings it, actually he reminds me very much of my youth when I was a youngster. Didn't make what kind of a difference, what kind of an artist was present, how big a reputation they had. Once I heard a string and I got into the mood, I just forgot, I was on cloud nine, I was just singing. I mean nobody fazed me, nobody that, and so I didn't care, it didn't matter, I was just singing to myself.
Right.
He is that with him. Yesterday he was in a bad mood, and he, although it was not his turn to sing the principal part, Nishmat, it was the other Hazan who was. I hired him originally as a third slot, and we didn't have anybody else, and you know, it goes to importance, and everybody has supporters. No, he thinks himself as a Hassan, and he's we need him, I like him, and he has a very clear voice and a high voice, but he is very limited musically, very limited. So it was his turn to say Nishmat. When I hired Hezkel, I wanted to really just give him the top slot on this fellow. Put him where he belongs, really. But by that time, he had been already the Hazan, the only Hazan there for 3 or 4 years, and he wouldn't accept it. And, and he started, you know, talking in this.
And that's when Yehezkel went to Bet Torah?
Yehiel, I'm talking.
Oh, Yehiel. I thought you had Yehezkel. I'm sorry.
Oh, Yehiel. No, Yehezkel, I hired him maybe 15 years ago. I had him on the contract, but he couldn't come because he hadn't served his army. By the time he was finished, we already had Yehezkel. Right, so he went to Bet Torah, which is okay. But over there, it's a breeze compared to here. I mean, over here, they're man-eaters. We have 800-900 people in the place all the time. And they're uncontrollable. And our people are. You know, we're so intimate that you can't just wield authority and say, listen, you just sit and keep quiet.
Right.
No, no, we're so intimate. You're talking either your cousin or your friend or your brother-in-law. So, it's, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. That's the way all our congregations are that. Yeah. We're so intimate and so close. And it gets that we brought in here 2,800 people from Syria. Within 3 weeks, they want to take my seat. I'm entitled to it too. That's it. I'm Syrian too. That's it.
Right. They're not mostly going to Achiezer?
Some of them. They're all over. They prefer to come to our place as long as there's a seat available.
Uh-huh.
They go all over. They're all over. On the holidays, we had services for them in the center. Also, they're all. But as I say, so yesterday, and his turn was to pray Musaf. And usually, a little bit that there is in Musaf, and he performs in it, and he makes it like the Keter, the Kedushah. It's terrific. Very low, and you can't hear him because there's talk. They're not quiet. Right. And everybody, all of a sudden, what's the matter? And then it's his turn to pray Arbit. and he prayed Arabic. I didn't care for the Kaddish that he selected. It was not important enough a musical piece for a Kaddish. And as I say, I always say Kaddish has to be an important classic. And also in low voice and very fast. And then we made the Havdalah. Got in the mood. He got in the mood and he was terrific. So, and everybody, and he and friends that support him, said, oh, I mean, if I was him, I thought I'd fire him today. He made the Havdalah. I went to them and I didn't talk to him at all day. And he realizes why. He realizes I stayed away from him and I didn't want him to come near me because I was disappointed. Mm-hmm. That's not professional to act like that. It is not professional. And he realizes it and he doesn't come near me because he knows that I'm going to criticize him, reprimand him. But then he made such a Havdalah. So I bent over to my line and I said, well, I guess all is forgiven, eh? And he comes down to me. I says, you know, I can kill you. He says, how did I end up? I says, beautiful. So I said, for you, this is for you. I only do it for you. I love you. So you alone. So people are there, he's close to me. He says, I love you all, but no, this is especially for my, I love him. He is terrific, but they get eccentric, they get, in Nadav, the same thing happened to him. They become their own worst enemies. But he has a lot of talent. He has a lot of talent.
So how did he do at the Tel Aviv conference?
Very good. They had a conference of six Hazanim, all Sephardim. The other four, they can't convince me. See, the musical director, they had a director of the music, and he's a musician, he's a professional musician. He was a conductor, and he knows music, of course. And as a matter of fact, when we were driving from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, where we had the meeting, the conference for exchanging ideas and what to do about training Hazanim and what course to follow, and the fellow that greeted me is the deputy mayor. Yeah, then I have a scar this inside. Very dedicated person, Dati, one of the Datiim, but very active. I went around and he took me from the hour that I arrived there until I left. He was driving me around, taking me to different places.
What was his name? Is it Ezra Barnea?
Who?
Ezra Barnea? No. Have you heard of an institute called Renanot?
Yeah.
Ezra Barnea runs Renanot.
Yeah.
And I wonder who it was that you contacted.
I have this card. I have it inside. I think I'll look for it now. And he is dynamic personality. And he gets involved not only in this, but in many things. The mayor of Tel Aviv has, I understand, three deputies. He is one of them. Each one is for a section of Tel Aviv. And his section, he is very active in it with senior citizens, with children, with schools, with the yeshivot, with music, with organizing. Very, very active person. And the meeting was supposed to be in Yerushalayim. So in the car, this musical conductor was in the car with us. And one of the other singers, which I cared for also, it was good. I'm so bad at remembering names lately. If I don't write them down, I forget them. And he was in the car with us, and this deputy mayor, so I was talking. They had, for example, the Hazan of the Solopol Synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one on West...
Right, the Portuguese. Yeah.
And they have one who was Moroccan. And they had another one who was, I think, Algerian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I was in the front row, and many others, and there was a woman sitting next to me. I mean, because, may I say that I'm partial to this music nonsense. My ear is tuned to music. Any type of music in the world. If it's nice, if it's pleasant, I'll appreciate it. And I'll appreciate it, and I will appreciate its beauty or mm-hmm. its not
right.
niceness. I'll appreciate that. So, Ortega says, you know, there's other music, Sephardim, I mean, there's... This guy, I didn't know that he was a Moroccan or Algerian, one of the same kind of this, one of the Tu'azanim. So he tells me, no, it's because your ear is not attuned. Now, we were talking from a professional point of view, it's not a question at all. And I said, what do you mean? A maqam is a maqam. There's no mm-hmm. question about it. Mm-hmm. And I says, you know, we know that Oriental music is based on maqamat. Mm-hmm. And in Saudi Arabia, they use the same maqamat. In Kuwait, they use the same maqamat. In all the other Arab countries, there's maqamat. Their music is not all refined like the Egyptian music or like the mm-hmm. Halabi music. We all know that. I mean, you don't have to be... I mean, these are facts. Right. That's a right. question. They're singing the same maqam, but the type of music is not the refined, the classic, delicate music. It's not. It's just, it's lumpy. It's just, it's not. Oh, you can appreciate parts of it all the time. We're talking now here about aesthetically fine compositions, fine music. I'm not talking about music, fine type of music. So, and finally he backed off. But he took it personally, you know, as, you know, he was nearly insulted that mm-hmm. I, right. But this woman sitting next to me, there was a woman sitting next to me, and those people singing. So that, she says, am I wrong? Just like that, I don't know, I didn't know. So I don't think these others are singing so nice. Am I wrong?
Wow.
It's not. Whereas these two and the other fellow, who mm-hmm. was also a very dedicated member of a group that goes to Addis Synagogue. If you've heard mm-hmm. of the Addis sure. Synagogue in Yerushalayim.
Yeah. Where is the Addis Synagogue?
It's in around Mahane Yehuda, and the old... Mm-hmm. And over there, they're all, mostly they're from Halabi background.
Mm-hmm.
And they make bakashot there.
Right.
Every Shabbat. They're known for that. And you have a whole group of people, not necessarily Hazanim, they're interested in music. Right. And everybody, all of a sudden they all join in, and all of a sudden it was, oh, you see somebody with a big voice on the hill, he just got it into his head, he got a feeling he wants to sing, and then sing, and everyone contributes right. to it.
Did you go?
Yes, when I was there, I never went to Bakasho, that's too early, I mean, and I've never stayed close to that synagogue, uh-huh. so I walked there once or twice, so when I come, on time for the services, for uh-huh. the tefillah. So they'll ask me to say one of the halleliyot or something uh-huh. like that. But I never took part in these bakashot. They come 3 o'clock in the morning wow. and they stay for 3-4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. They do that every Shabbat.
Then they all stay for shacharit? Or?
Yeah.
From a lot
there,
of people?
From there, they say, yes. Yes, wow. some people go there especially.
So is Addis isn't 100% Halabi, is it? Or
It was.
It was.
But nowadays, okay. with Jerusalem, with Israel as it is today, mm-hmm. there's a lot of mixture of different right. people, but they stick much more to the Halabi type of music. So
are there any other synagogues that are Halabi, or is that really the only one?
There are, but they're very much. For example, Tel Aviv itself, I stayed in Tel Aviv for Shavuot. Last year, not this year, last Shavuot. So there's the Halabi Synagogue right near the hotel of in the Hilton.
Uh-huh. Who's the...
It's one and a half block. Uh-huh. But they're so mixed, the Halabi is lost uh-huh. completely.
Uh-huh.
The flavor of Halabi is totally lost.
Okay.
And I heard when I was there, somehow everybody knows, you know what I mean? So they invited me to pray Arbit. I prayed Arbit, a simple Arbit. I made simple Kaddish. I came say, oh, this is very classic, this music. Compared to what they say,
right.
the simple thing that I said, which wasn't very intricate or anything like that, right. because I realized, I'm, you know, they thought it was great thing. No, they get lost, don't you say? In Yerushalayim, in Israel, they get lost. There's so many mixture. I mean, you right. say there's a Faradi. They're mixed from all over the world. But Alice is much more polarized with regards to that type of music, the synagogue of Alice. And so the other two were very, very outstanding.
So which is the one that you like? The Spanish part, the Algerian one? Or?
No, this guy was from Israeli. He was Israeli, but he was, I would say, more involved with the Addis Synagogue.
Uh-huh.
and he has much more of the...
You remember his name?
Typical.
Ephraim Avidani, maybe?
No, Avidani I know very well. Avidani is good, but yet he still has a lot of Israeli flavor.
Right. Now, Avidani is in Israel, or he's... Because I know sometimes he goes to Queens, right, Avidani?
He comes here for holidays only.
Yeah, well,
many of these people, okay, they come outside just for holidays for income. They make a few dollars that they uh-huh, take with them.
I wonder who it was that you heard. You know, Kay was just in Israel.
Yes, she spoke to me.
And she went to, there's a place called, I think it's like the Center for Aleppo Culture. It's in Tel Aviv or something.
Yeah.
And she got some tapes. I should have brought them to show you, and I'm sorry I didn't. Maybe next time I'll show them to you.
They have. They sent me a tape of 20 makamat. Mm-hmm. But in the 20, there's 4 or 5 in Bayat. They stole my car 2 weeks ago. He wanted my cars. I was very, very frustrated. They stole it right from under my nose. Mm. And I had that tape there.
Oh.
And they took it. So I asked one of my friends to write to Israel to get me another one.
Is there anything I can get for you in Israel while I'm there?
Well, if you're going there, you should look into this institution, this organization.
Okay.
Reinanot, the Institute.
Okay.
They say, know the maqam. They have a tape with 20, and here, they're represented here.
So you want one of those tapes then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you read the notes?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay, so here's the rust.
With the three-quarter E, right.
Here's the ajam. Now, it's a mahur.
Which is a part of rust.
Right, it's only a high,
right,
a higher note. There's Noah.
Right.
They called, it's called a maqam. It's not one of the seven majors, you know that. But it is a maqam on its own. But it's very close to Bayat.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the Bayat. Muhayyar is a bayat.
The form of bayat, right. But Husseini is a form
Husseini is a form of a bayat.
Right.
So now we have, I have 1, 2, 3, and then Nawa. Oh, the Nawa is, okay.
Okay, cool.
Then, cool. Yeah. It's another, it's not a full maqam, it's only one note, really. And the bayat shuri, it's a bayat, but shuri, again, I can't read the notes. I've never learned, I'm not interested. I should be, but at this stage, that's not going to bother my mind. Do it. Bayat Shuri. It's just a little different note. That's all. Mm-hmm. It's a bayat, but it's a bayat. So there's here, but there's 5 of the maqamat when they specify here as maqamat and the bayat family. Then Nawand, of course.
Right.
Nawasir. I challenge anybody that does not play an instrument to be able to tell the difference between the Nawasir and Nawand.
Yeah, well, the difference is that the sharp note here, that it has a little bit of a hijaz flavor almost, okay,
so,
right?
Yeah. So now, you have to play an instrument to really be able
right,
to denote
right,
that. But to a person that's just singing, right, you're...
It's really the same.
It's the same. I mean,
just sounds like a little hijaz flavor.
So when you look at the note itself, at the amina,
right,
it's practically identical.
Okay.
Siga, of course. Siga, which is Aqwa. Bustanigar is not a maqam.
Right.
It's just, I told you, the most proficient people in the separating the maqamat are the Turks.
Mm-hmm.
They have, some people say they have maybe 200-300 names.
Okay.
Now, this has only because it starts in the Saba and it finishes in the Siga. You end in the Siga. It doesn't mean that the song has to finish that way. If you're saying, you're singing Saba. I started in the Saba and I found I wound up in Siga.
Right.
So they have a name to that maqam.
Bustanigar.
Okay. Hajaz, which we know. Jaskar, there's another maqam. They call it maqam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, how are you going to do that? It's only one way of just going down a little bit lower than when you start in the Hijaz itself to make it a Hijaz car. Saba, Ushaq, Suzinak. These are names that are adopted from the Turks.
Isn't Suzinak, isn't it also from Iran?
It's close.
Yeah.
Negriz.
Right,
Negriz is not a maqam. I mean, it's just a little slaver. Yeah. But yet, it's Negriz. To compose, make a whole composition of that, it's really something, and it's very limited, very small. And the Zingiran, again, is you're singing Ajam, and you wind up at down on Hijaz.
Mm-hmm.
Really, actually, you have to find up Najaskar, even for us to be Zingiran. These were all in that tape. So what the tape did, they first performed it on an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
A kanun, now for the musical connoisseur, I think it was a kanun. Yeah, it was a kanun. On an instrument, and that particular matra. And then they performed a piece of first a taksim. And then a song of composition. See? So in other words, they'd say, okay, this is Hijaz, and they'd give you the notes of the Hijaz on the qanun. Then they would plan, do you know what taksim is?
Sure.
Yes. Improvising. They would improvise. And then they'd give you a composition on that same, on these 20 maqamat.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting for, a person that's interested in studying the music. And that son of, they stole it with the car.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try and get you one.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you should go, if you're interested, you should go and visit them anyways.
Right. Yeah, I wrote to them and told them I wanted to
come
visit. Ezra Barnea is the person who's the head of that. And I told him what I was doing, and he was very interested, and he said to come. And
yeah.
So they have lots of nice things. Did you go there to Renana?
No. Oh. I was just involved with this group of mine. Okay. And
I'll try and get you.
I didn't go there.
Okay. Well, maybe that would be a good lead-in to this. What I just did with this chart was I took the makam in Shir Ushvacha Halav Zimra.
Yeah.
All right, what's used in Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is Idelson. Idelson was a musicologist who dealt with, Halabim.
Yeah.
About the turn of the century. And mm-hmm. he put together his own chart from what he found. Yeah. And then this is from Shirei Zimra, which is, I guess, the book that's used in Israel.
In Israel, yeah.
And what I just did was each of these had their own charts, for the makamat and tefillah, for the parashot.
Yes.
And it's very interesting to look at these different combinations. And I sat down one day with your brother David, and we talked a lot about this. And he really said that, Idelson is much more specific. He says Iraq instead of Sikkah, because he says Iraq is really just a form of Sikkah.
Slow.
Yeah.
Iraq is only a lower key.
Right. So he was really saying that there's really no difference.
They're very similar. Anyways, I'm looking at this. They're very similar. Yeah. There's very few of them which are really different than the other.
Yeah.
And I say the reason for that is very easy to understand anyways, with the exception of the first parasha of a sefer,
mm-hmm.
which practically all of them start in Rast, no?
Okay, Breshit starts in Rast.
Yeah.
Shmot says Rast or Bayat.
Oh, bad.
Okay, and I understand it's Bayat because there's a pizmon for Shmot with Bayat and Yekizbat. But if you don't use Rast here, use it here. Vayikra is Rast. Okay, Bamidbar is Husseini. Because Husseini, because of Shavuot, there's a Makam in Makam Husseini.
Right.
So it's in Rast. Okay. Then when we get to Devarim, it's Hijaz because
we
it's right before Tisha B'Av.
That's right.
Okay, then but you use, what David said is that you use the Rast in Re'eh because you need a Rast for each of the five books. And he said Husseini is associated with Vez Hanan because he said, I think he said that the reason was that Vez Hanan is very similar. It has the flavor of Yom Kippur with the Yamim Noraim.
Because of the Perasha itself at Hanan, yes. Yes. See, again, they attach different menhagim, I should say, would attach different reasons to their decision to use that particular maqam.
Okay.
But if you'll go by and large, you'll find that they're very close.
Right.
There's few differences.
Right.
Few differences. And they have an explanation for their difference.
Right.
But this is very, and this is very unique. And it's very broad.
Right. Right.
It's very broad. I mean, when you talk to an Ashkenazi, and you, what are we talking about? Look at all this different variation in the prayers. It's mind-boggling. When I had gave the lecture in this age, one of the, and they were all pretty sophisticated, the ones that were attended the lecture that I gave, they said, aren't you afraid that you lose some of your, this beautiful name, this beautiful tradition that you have? And I told them, no, we're not, because we, so long as we are only adhering to the maqam, we only gain, we don't lose. In other words, we're not giving up anything.
But what, so what's the difference between the community in Israel that's not Halabi and the community here? That they're both following the maqam. It's not just the maqam, it's other things too, right?
First of all, the flavor of the maqam itself. Those other Sefaradim that were singing, they were singing also the maqam. But the flavor and the presentation of it was so undelicate and not nice, not beautiful. This is what I'm saying. And then, they are not as organized in their tefillah as we are. We are very strict. Our system is quite strict. They, for example, let's say if they're, if they're praying sabah, if they don't end and they don't use that as a base for the whole tefillah, it's okay.
Okay.
Whereas with us,
right, Nishmat needs to be in Sabah, Kedusha needs to be in Sabah, Kaddish.
Kaddish. And eventually you have to finish, you have to wind up everything in that maqam.
Okay. And what do you mean wind up everything? What does that mean? Does that mean...
Let's say, first of all, when you finish the prayers.
Okay.
When you finish the tefillah.
Okay, let's go to Nishmat. Let me get Shacharit for Shabbat.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so Nishmat starts right here.
Yes.
So...
Now, first of all, the Israelis mix a lot of ma'amat. They are, especially the ones that go to Knis Ades, they're very expert in moving from one maqam to another.
Okay.
They're very good because they keep switching.
Okay.
With us, and I keep, this is what I keep telling Yahyel, so you understand, you're not praying for 20 connoisseurs of music. You're praying for a kehillah that out of 500, maybe there's 20 that could understand maqamat or something like that. The rest, they appreciate nice music.
Right.
And they appreciate our type of music. They appreciate our songs attached to the particular parts that we sing them in it. They like that. They are jam. But professionally, they're not proficient. Now, if you're saying Nishmat, and say this way, you're saying Nishmat, say, and Sabah. And all of a sudden, you're mixing here, and you go from Sabah to Siga, and then from Siga, you might go to Bayat. From Bayat, you go to Hajaz and to Ras, which is very easy to switch into. You switch into. In the meantime, the person whose music is not ear is not professional, he's not anchored in a melody. He's not carried away by a certain melody. You know, I would appreciate, to a certain extent, the fact that you're switching professionally, if you are switching professionally. Right. Some of them just switch. It's just like they're sitting on something. It doesn't mean anything. But delicately, and it fits. Okay, so I appreciate the fact that you changed. Like, last night, I enjoyed his Havdalah very much. He switched maybe 5, 6, 7 times, and it's short. And Havdalah is not big.
Right.
That's
right.
But very professional. And he was carried away in every portion of it. And every time that he changed, he was carried away by that. Me, I appreciate the artistry in it. It was very, very beautiful. But the others, yes, it sounds nice to them, but they cannot appreciate the artistry to it. Now, when you're talking about the whole tefillah, I'm going to keep switching. For example, when my brother Azra al-Sharam used to pray, if the slava was rust, when I'd walk out of the synagogue, for hours my head was filled with rust.
And who is this? Who?
My brother, Ezra. My brother, Azra al-Sharam. My brother, Isaac, Ishaq. For hours, my head was filled with that particular maqam that the base of the slaw was. If he changed it a little, he changed like that. We halabiyah stick more to the maqam that the tefillah is based on that particular day.
Okay. So does that mean...
So over here...
Like, what I did was I circled when one would, like, end a phrase, right? Like, Ela Ata, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and like right here, Anachnu Modim.
He has to come...
So all these points, you have to be in the Motam of the day.
So not yet. Now, particularly until you finish the singing parts of the Kahal, because our Kahal likes to sing. So when you come... definitely you have to come back to Rakam, because you have to say this piece.
Right, but Ela Ata, that has to be... If it's Saba, it has to be Saba. Anachnu Modim has to be Saba. What about these other points, right? Allowed?
You could change a little.
Okay.
You could change a little, providing you don't go too far astray.
Okay.
And you bring them back again.
Okay.
Okay. And
is this right? Dilitanu.
Yep.
And Bipinu.
Bipinu.
Okay.
No.
I'm wrong.
This is not wrong. Bipinu is no.
Okay.
And you can see it doesn't finish the thought. Anyways.
It's true. I wasn't sure. That's why it was a question mark. But what about here? Was Tamid?
No.
Or here. Okay. So not the here. Okay.
Shtahave.
Okay.
And of course here. It's taken for granted. Okay. You have to go because you have to sing the part.
Okay.
Again here. You usually want. Now, you could have a little variation. At times, even I do it. I'll finish something here, but I know I'm coming Yishtabah. I come right, bring him right back to here. Because here I have to carry it. And
kill my dot. Right.
This, you finish here, you have to wind up. Okay. And you have this.
Then you have the Kaddish.
Of course, now you're going to come to the same maqam, the basic maqam, because that's where you're going to go on to the Kaddish.
Right.
It's going to be at the same maqam of the base of the prayer. And you start over here. You have a little space to work in here.
Okay.
And if you want to work in another maqam, you have a little room. But don't be too far astray, because you're going to come to Samihim Besetam.
Okay.
And you're going to... Well, usually, they had...
Hamaitim,
you're going to bring him back to the maqam.
Okay.
And needless to say, b'chol ha'olam, of course.
Okay.
Because you're going to start into the semi. Okay. Now, most of the other work is done here.
Okay.
Here, you have plenty of room. Now, if you're going to keep switching every two lines, and they do.
Right.
They will. Right. They will do. As a matter of fact, Nahari, he's used to that. At times, he finds it difficult to come back to the original Aqan, and he'll say that he's done it once or twice. And when that happens, he apologizes to me. He comes back. Sometimes, even when he's praying, he'll turn and he'll look at me. See? But, so, you can't stray too far. He gets lost, as I say, he's very musical. All of a sudden he'll be carried away with something that is, boom, and he just bangs it away. Which sounds okay. It sounds nice. It sounds very, very beautiful. But you can't stray too much away. But anyways, over here is where you have to place to work more.
What happens with the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? I mean,
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You're supposed to come to a crescendo.
Mm-hmm.
Practically a crescendo. But now you have to prepare the Kahal to come to that crescendo.
Right.
They say, and then you carry it. This is the way I pray, this is when Hari prays, this way and the Daf prays, this is when my brothers used to pray.
Right.
The Kadosh, 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 because it becomes sort of like a dramatic portion of the saying Kadosh to Hashem. Mm-hmm. Kadosh, the Malachim are saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
But is there a particular melody, or did everybody just says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh?
They say, whatever melody he's praying in, you generally.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be the same melody as the...
Right.
As
but the everybody, the Kahal says it too.
Yes. Yeah. He leads them into it.
Yeah. But there's no specific melody, right? Okay.
No. According to his mood, according to his performance, he'd say the Kadosh. Then, in this, most proficient Hazanim, no matter what maqam they're praying in, they'll touch on Sika. Because they're coming now to the Kriyachan Abtab, which is in Siga.
Right.
Now, the proficient Hazan, he will touch on Siga or whatever it is that he wants to do, but he'll wind up over here, Hartam Quran Velashon, because when he comes to this already, he's back in Siga, in the Maqam of the Tefillah.
Velashon?
Yeah.
Bahava. Okay.
See? Already now he's back to the maqam of the tefillah itself. Okay. If it was Saba, this is what I, and very...
then he has to change over here.
No, Velashon, I'm sorry.
Velashon, okay. Yeah,
Velashon. And many Hazanim, and in Israel, I think they still do it. The Karabtanu Malkenu, mm-hmm. one of the other right. proficient singers, will say the Karabtanu Malkenu in the maqam of the basic prayer of that day, not in Sika.
Okay.
Okay? And then the Hazan repeats.
I think I've seen that.
See?
I think.
And the Hazan repeats in the Baruch Atah Hashem. For example, now in Deal.
Okay.
The Hazan that came from Israel, they're in our home. Every time that I'm in the synagogue, he'll stop over here for me to say the Karabtanu Malkenu. Okay. In the particular ma'am that the basic of the Salah. So when he gets to here, no matter what he did over here, if he's praying Sabah, over here he's going to wind up in Sabah.
Okay.
If he's saying Hajjaz, over here he's going to wind up
in Hajjaz. Then you would continue in Sabah.
And I will say the Karabtanu Malkenu in that particular okay. ma'am, in the Hajjaz or in okay. the Sabah, until and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then over here, of course, he comes to Sigah.
So he ends here in the Maqam of the day?
Yeah.
And then immediately goes to Siga with the Shema.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then all this is in Siga.
Of course, this is Ta'amim. This has, right. it has the Ta'amim. You have to follow the Ta'amim. The right. Ta'amim are in Siga.
Okay.
I mean, here I was just reading now the name of the writing of the Sefer Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Ta'amim mean, what the Nekudot mean, and so mm-hmm. on and so forth, and how they were planned, and how they were given to Moshe, but it was not written down. Moshe did not fill it in the Sefer Torah. He did not fill the Nekudot. He did not fill the end of the Pasukim.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this was all Masoret.
Mm-hmm.
All Masoret. Mm-hmm. Including, but they were there. They were given
mm-hmm.
to Moshe Rabbeinu by Hashem. Including the Ta'amim, including the Sof Pasuk, including all that was given. But it was not written. Why? Because there's Shiv'im Banim La Torah, there's many different interpretations right. that one could give these things, so they're not limiting it. Right. So then it's with that Sof. It wasn't until Azra Sofer, then in his Beddino, they came, they sort of codified it more, and so on and so forth. Okay. I mean, you've studied
yeah.
that
yeah, about
the Sefer Torah,
yeah,
how
yeah,
it's written.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How it's written,
yeah.
I mean, the name yeah, of the Sefer right. Torah, the separations that right. has to be.
Sure.
One kehut ha-sa'ara between one letter yeah. and the other, and one ot between one word and the other, and shelusha, three words between one perisha yeah. and the other, and so on. Okay.
All right, so then once you get to Vayitzi.
No, see, that's all. Once he says, Amen. When he repeats Adonai Elohim Emet, he comes back to the basic maqam of the prayers.
Okay.
So that he can start Emet Ve'yassi Berachon to the same maqam. And again, over here, they usually perform a little. They can make some changes, providing they definitely have to close in the same maqam.
Right. Now, what happens during the
Hazara?
Yeah.
During Hazara.
If it doesn't matter what maqam you do.
First of all, the kedusha has to come back to the same
right.
maqam.
But right. when you do the first bracha, I mean,
same maqam, the basic of the salah, of the prayer that you did that day.
That day. So if it's Saba, you do that in Saba.
You do it in Saba. And okay. you usually do in Saba both these berachot until you make the kedusha.
Okay.
Then after that, you could have a little variation according to providing you keep. Close, because then when they're going to say the Kohanim,
right.
the Kohanim, he's going to leave them in the same maqam of the day.
Okay.
Now, the one that gives us, you know, we make Kohanim every
right.
tefillah.
Right.
You know that, except Manha, or Arbit, of course.
Right. excuse me.
Then the Kohanim, they perform a lot in each word.
Right.
In each word.
Right.
I always tell Nahari, you're going to make each word. In Israel, you'll find the Hazanim, they'll make each word a different right. maqam.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Each word a different maqam.
Huh.
Each one. One word, but it takes long by the time they say it. So I tell Mahari, I don't find that's so enjoyable.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you could change 3-4 maqamah during the Quranim, but right. if you're going to make a bayat on one word there, you know you haven't sunk your teeth into yet.
Right.
Say another 2 or 3 words
right.
in the same maqam. So they really get into the meat of that maqam.
Right.
No problem. Of course, then you have to wind up the last one.
Right.
Shalom. It has to be finished in the
right.
same basic maqam.
Right.
And you finish the rest. And you until you get to the to Kaddish, you have to come back to the same Makam. Okay. Of course, we don't make this Kaddish, and Kaddish is Kabbal Ben Agun anyways.
Right.
It's not made Ben Agun, but it should be in the flavor of the of the bread.
I think there's one other thing I wanted to ask you that I noticed. Right after the Shemot Esrei, after the Shema, there are all these sections. It's not laid out very well in here where they say Emet a lot. Like Emet Ata. Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, you mean when they call it the Emet?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You know, they say Emet, and then She'atahu, and then they end it, and they say Emet again.
And then
again.
They stop here, and then, and then Emet, and then they start the music.
Right.
No, it's not. It's not separated, and I guess
They seem to make a big deal.
And what?
That, you know, that the Kahal will say Emet at the end.
This is where they say Emet is here.
Right. Oh, yes.
Only
right.
Here. Over there, no.
But I've seen it over here, too.
No. Not the Kahal will not say Emet here.
Yeah, I've seen it. Some people do that. Yeah.
No, only here. The congregation and the Kahal says Emet. And why? Because in order to finish the 248 words, according to the Ramah, but, you know, the count of these words is 248. We have to repeat Hashem Elohim Elohim Emet in order to further. When we are praying Beyahid, we repeat.
Yeah. It's interesting. We have a different minhag.
Yes. When we're praying with the minyan and there's a hazan, we do not repeat the Shem Elohim Emet. But the hazan has to make sure that he says it very clearly because he now is making up for the kahal for the rest of the three words that they're short of the 248.
Right.
So we say Emet, Nahisha, Hashem Elohim Emet. This is only the hazan. You know, this is the only book that has it marked so clearly. Right. The other Sidurim, they're not marked.